Okay. Thank you very much, Sammy Raycraft, and good evening, everyone, from Eagle Arena on the campus of Green County Tech High School in Paragould. We're so happy to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mount Tomah Bomber Basketball, doing it here on 99.7 The Booth. The reason we are here is because over on our sister station, Class Kids 101.7, the Mount Tomah girls are getting ready to play Harbor from Springdale. That game is being played over on the campus of North Arkansas College in Harrison. We'll talk more about that later on this evening, and hopefully we'll have score updates from there. Brad Coleman is doing the broadcast for that one. We appreciate him making the trip over there. But as far as this game is concerned, Mount Tomah coming into this game with a record of 2-2. Bombers' last game was this past Friday. They went to Centerton and suffered a four-point loss to Bentonville West, despite the fact that they hit 15 threes in that game. But it was ended up being the dogfight at the end. And I tell you, Mountain Home, it's kind of a rough stretch if you think about it. I mean, they were playing three road games in a four-day period. First one was actually a neutral site game. They played Paragould over at the FedEx Forum in downtown Memphis. Then Thursday they went to play Rogers, and then not too far from there went to Bentonville West on a Friday. So quite a lot of travel, and so it could weigh heavy on your legs, and might have been a factor, but. Anyways, Mount Tomah did play a good, tough game against Bentonville West, just came up short on Friday. As for Green County Tech, they are currently 4-2 on the season. Their last game was this past week as well. They ended up beating a smaller school in Bay, which traditionally has been known for some really good basketball teams, but Class 5A is quite a rung lower from a class, quite a rung higher that is from Class 1A. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about this matchup in a little bit more in just a few minutes as we continue along here on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. Remember, at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, when it feels like home, it heals like home. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Booth. Let's go 3 minutes.
Okay.
And we welcome you back to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show here on Class 99.7 The Boots. I knew I was going to do that once or twice, so apologize there. And also forgive me if I yell a little louder than normal. It is very loud here inside Eagle Arena. So, we will get through this as best we can. And actually, hopefully, Bombers will give me quite a bit to yell about. They are going to be playing a very tough Greene County Tech team that traditionally is especially tough here at this place. You know, Jeff Gio, who has been the head coach for the Golden Eagles since 2016, he has done a good job with this program, and this place. They've always has his voice ready to go here at this place. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups. For Mount Home, they're in their road blues and coached by Josh Fulcher. They'll be going with three seniors, Ryder McClain and Tyler Podwoski, both standing at 6'2", and Blaine Tate at 5'11". And then they'll be joined by two juniors, Jackson Thorpe at 6'2", and Rhett Gilbert at 5'9". I'll tell you, Jackson Thorpe, he has really been one of the keys for the success that the Mount Home has had so far early this season. He has had some incredible games, especially this past week against Paragould and Rogers as well. Greene County Tech in their home lineup, they've got quite a mix of experience and youth in their starting lineup, again coached by Jeff Dio. They'll be going with one senior, Parker Harris. He'll be joined by two juniors, Casey Scott and Noah Oswalt, and also Landon Morton, a sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is Luke Cancilla, a freshman. So again, for Mountain Home, it will be Corp, Gilbert, McClain, Podwoski, and Tate. And for Tech, Oswalt, Cancilla, Scott, Harris, and Morton. We weren't able to get the officials' names this evening, but intro to the officials is brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. And when it feels like home, it heals like home at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. That's going to wrap up the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. We're going to take one more break, come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Greene County Tech coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boots.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good As New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good As New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Well, I mentioned that we didn't have the names of the officials. Actually took them a little bit to get out on the court. The teams were ready, but the officials were still in their room. So here we go. Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass, Tower Pod, Lost Key Time, Surfer, Mountain Home for Green County Tigers, Noah Oswald. And it is the Golden Eagles winning the tip. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Ball goes on the left side. And all